Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
The sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
You're Pookie Bear.
You're Lammy Lumpkin.
You're Bubby Chubbs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex, so don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to forparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important.
Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
For we have been socialized to respect fear more than our own need for language and definitions. And while we wait in silence for that final luxury of fearlessness, the weight of that silence will choke us. The fact that we are here and that I speak these words is an intent to break that silence and bridge some of these differences between us. For it is not difference which immobilizes us, but silence. And there are so many silences to be broken. Radical Love, and I am the host of My Authentic Lifestyle, which means living and being our true selves regardless of what others may think or feel. The opening statement was done by was Audre Lorde from the book of Sister Outsider. And the song that you just heard was Spirit Dancer from Muziki Scales and Common Ground Collective with Julie Dexter off the album The Water Brought Us. This song is the bomb. I just learned of this song last week and I love it. I had to have it. So thank you, Muziki Scales, for allowing us to have that on our show, My Authentic Lifestyle. So I just want to say you're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Call in with your questions and comments to 347-426-3346. And do not forget to press 1 on the keypad. Again, my name is Mo Love, and you're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle. First, I would like to recap on the shows that we have done for our first-time listeners. And I noticed that there are a lot of listeners this week. Oh, I'm so happy. Starting with the first show, which was Living an Authentic Lifestyle. What does it really mean to live an authentic lifestyle? The second show was How to Get Out of a Box Lifestyle. Why do we allow for others to determine who we are and sometimes ourselves? The third show, which was last month, we talked about honoring yourself. What do you do to have peace and to make yourself happy? And today is our fourth show, and we're talking about let go and trust by disengaging from the situation and trusting that the outcome will be for our highest good. And I have two guests today that will be discussing this topic with me. My first guest is someone very, very, very special, my sister, Mylan Alexander Smith, and my second guest is Dawn French, a sister that I have just met recently over the phone, and we have hit it off very well. But before I bring on my guest, I just want to also I just want you to excuse me. I may have some loud background going on. I'm at a cafe, live at a cafe in Atlanta. So please forgive me if you hear some background noise. But before I bring on my guests, I would like to reveal a little more about let go and trust from my perspective. Over the past month, I have been truly learning how to just let go and trust. I must admit, it has been a little challenging to do this because I have been so used to not knowing how to let go and just trust that something greater than myself can either work for me or go against me based on my perception and the way I think. I realized that if I want my life to be a certain way, I have to let go of anything or anyone who is not serving my highest good. So at this time in my life, I'm going to announce to everybody on Life Conversations Radio who's listening and whoever listened to the archives, I let go of negative thinking, unhealthy relationships, and anything that does not benefit my healthy, well-being self. And trust. And so it is, Ashe. What used to frighten me was, just really frightened me, was the trust part. I mean, what am I trusting? Who am I trusting? Where am I trusting? Why am I trusting? I need to know because from my radar, there was nothing tangible to look at. I need something to touch. I need something to see in order for me to trust. So before I can continue any further, I would like to just bring on my first guest, which is my sister, my lovely sister. I think I've known my sister, you would think all my life, but I've known her oh, God, how long has it been? I'll say about 25, 26 years. We actually did not live with each other our total lives, but we were brought together in 1986. We moved in with each other. I don't know how that happened, but it happened. And we just hit it off. And my sister, we just been close ever since then. And I love her truly. But before I go on and talk about how much I love her, I just want to tell you who she is a little bit. My sister is a lawyer. She's a corporate lawyer at Bayer Corporation. She's also married to my brother-in-law, Daniel, and she has two beautiful kids, which are my niece and nephew, Daniel, which is eight, and Sydney, she's 6 years old. My sister lives in Connecticut right now. She also works in New York. And I would love to bring on my sister, Mylin Crystal Alexander Smith.
Hi,
Mylin. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Monique. Thank you for that gracious introduction.
No problem. How you feeling? You feeling okay?
Excited. This is my first blog talk show. So.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm excited about it. Yeah.
I am so excited that you wanted to come on the show. So when you said, yeah, I want to come on the show, I said, okay. I got to make it happen. I told them a little bit about what you do, but that's not who Mylin is. I mean, who is Mylin Crystal Alexander Smith? You have four names.
I know. I've shortened it to just Mylin Smith, but I am a hardworking woman, passionate about my family, my community, always concerned about giving back. A lot has been made available to me, through either my efforts or efforts of other people. And so, part of my core is giving back to the community and giving back and supporting my family and friends wherever and however I can. And that's why one of the reasons why I wanted to be on this show is to support your efforts, Mo.
Oh, thank you so much. And when she says, and I want y'all to really listen to what she just said. She said she gives back. Some people say that, but they're not really being honest when they say that. This woman here, she gives back. She gives back 100%. She wants to help the community. She wants to help all her cousins, her other cousins and brothers and sisters, however she can, because she's in that position to be able to do that, which is so wonderful. And I just want to commend you on that.
Thank you, Mom.
So based on what you heard, what you just heard about letting go and trusting, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you as far as letting go and trusting? Have you ever had any type of circumstance in your life? Did anything come up where you had to just let go and trust that the outcome is just going to be okay?
Right. So I'm going to be honest with you. This was a topic that I struggle with because I don't think that I do let go until I'm absolutely forced. I'm a type A personality, so I like to control my environment to the extent that I can. I like to plan ahead. I plan contingencies. My goal is not to fail, or if I need to change course, I'm fine with changing course, but I need to map it out and see where I'm going. So I was always that child that had a 5-year, 10-year, 15, 20-year plan with contingencies built in. If not this, then that. But I've never, seen my future or what I'm doing as, failing. Failing was just not an option. You may have to change course and go a different way. And I think having a tight-knit group of advisors or advocates, people that you would put in your circle of trust, and not everybody can be in your circle of trust. I had a very, very small circle of trust, and it may have consisted of two people, my mother and my grandmother. Those two people I would confide in about everything, about what my,
right,
you know, insecurities are, what my thoughts are, what my fears are, you know, being candid with them about if I take this course of action, this is what I'm afraid of. What do you think about that? And just listening to their feedback. And I would sometimes get criticized. My father would criticize me all the time, and he would say, well, you ask me my opinion, but you never listen. You do what you want to do anyway. But that's not necessarily the case. I may have in my mind a certain course that I want to take, and I like to get feedback from other people to make sure that I'm thinking about other alternatives. I may have thought about those alternatives, but it's always good to listen to maybe things from a different perspective, because we all have blind spots. And those blind spots are, I guess, those areas that you, if you don't plan for, then yes, you might let go and just see what happens. And I've never been that person to gamble that way. I need to feel like I'm controlling my outcome, or I know what's going to happen, and I'm prepared for contingencies. And that's not to say that I don't fail or haven't failed. I fail often, you know. And then the point is to pick up and change course and keep plowing ahead. So. It's tough. It's definitely tough.
Right. Well, how do you think you developed that? How do you that trust? And did you get that from your mom? Did you get that from Aunt Mildred?
I don't know. You know what? I think it's a couple of things. I think, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, your critics are your best motivation, if you will. If you know that not everybody is always looking out for your best interest. Not everybody always has your best interest at heart. And some people are hoping that you fail. Some people may be hoping that you fail for, you know, generational jealousy. It may be people that were jealous of my family, my parents, one or the other, or both. They may be jealous of, you know, how it's reared, whatever the case may be. It may not be jealousy. But, you know, sometimes people don't have your best interest at heart. And I think, you know, trying to prove those people wrong or making sure that those people were proved wrong was probably the thing that drove me, that was like the stick. But then I also had people in front of me that were always pulling for me. So my grandparents, great aunts, you know, brothers, sisters, you know, my parents. I had people that were always, you know, on the other side whispering in my ear, you know, we expect great things for you. Never giving a word of negative, like you can't do it, or beating you down with negativity, but instead building you up. Like, we expect you to do this, we expect you to do that. And then coming from a family where, like, my grandfather finished the sixth grade, my grandmother finished high school. So education was very important to my family, and it was always, always expected. There was no option to not go to school. There was no option to not, you know, excel in whatever it is that you do. And because I honored them and their struggles and saw what they sacrificed to make sure that, you know, I was here and had what I needed and never, you know, needed for anything, that was my way of giving back. So every time that I earned a degree, it was earning that degree from my grandfather who didn't finish, you know, who only went to the sixth grade, you know, and didn't have an option to pursue higher education. You know, and then for my great-grandparents, who I knew up until, like, my adult life, and, you know, they couldn't, you know, go to school. So everything that I achieved it for, it wasn't for me. It was really for those who were before me that were pushing me up.
Exactly. And that's what really, the negativity really drove you as well, right?
Absolutely. It was both. The encouragement was the carrot, and then the negativity was the stick, because I had people pulling for me, expecting me and wanting me to succeed, and then others expecting you to fail. And so that drive, I think, was that much stronger, because I needed to do it for them because I love them, and I also needed to prove your haters, you know, had to prove them wrong.
Exactly. Wow. You said a whole lot, and I think now people can get a good understanding of how wonderful you are. Now they know why I love you.
Yeah. I love you too.
So let me ask you something, and hopefully I'm not going to put you on the spot.
It's all right.
Can you share something authentic about what you know about me, your sister, Mo Love.
Share something authentic that I know about
yeah,
you?
Yeah, just yeah, share a story or anything, but don't make sure it's not too embarrassing. Or
oh, my goodness.
Just something authentic that you know about Monique.
All right, we have a lot of things that we could share that we may not want to share publicly.
Come on.
But, Mo, what I can tell you is that, you know, you have a heart of gold and you have the best interest of others whenever you're doing something. You don't have a malicious bone in your body. Now, you do have a temper, but it takes a while for that to come out. But what I always
always
know of you is, you know, the sweetness, the kindness, the compassion, you know, which you draw also to from your mom. And, you know, and I know that's your heart. That's the, you know, center of your universe. And she means a lot to you. And your friends mean a lot. I mean, I know a lot of your friends from Springfield, from Rifle Street, that are still very close friends of yours, as well as college friends. And people that have those long-lasting friendships, that means a lot, and it says a lot about the individual. They care about you. They will travel as they did, you know, to Atlanta to see you graduate from Morris Brown. Yeah. And, you know, it just means a lot, and they want the best for you. And that's what I would share.
That's what you would share. Oh, thank you, my Lynn. I appreciate that. I'm about to cry. Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. I just want to thank you so much for coming on and telling your story. I know how this was a little different for you. It is scary. Every show for me is scary, but you know, I know that for some reason I have to do it. And it's not it's not just for me, it's for whoever's listening. And you know, if I could share my story and it can help somebody, I mean, that's it. And it just needs one person that it can help. You know, you just never know. You know, because we don't talk what we need to be talking about. And we don't share what we need to share. You know, people are going through challenges, you know, and we need to share that. We need to share that because sometimes you think you're the only person going through it. You're like, but if you see that somebody else is going through it, then, you know, okay, you feel a little bit like you're not the only one. You're not isolated. So that's why I had to bring on this show to help others. And so, Mylan, I want to thank you. Is Dan in the background? Where's he at?
Yes, he's right here listening in. He can't wait to talk.
Hey, brother-in-law, how you doing?
Hey, Mo, how are you?
I'm good. I thought you was going to say something.
Sat back and enjoyed Mylan talking about what it was that what she admired about, you know, you the most.
Oh. And what about you, Dan? Have you experienced anything about letting go and trusting?
It's a very hard issue for me too, because it's very hard. Once you go through something, you think that you're over it, and you know sometimes you come across the same situation again, and you won't know how to actually get up out of it because, you know, it's a reoccurring thing. You don't really get over it. We say that we do. We can forgive, but we can't forget it.
Right.
It's very hard. And only until you sit down and talk about the dynamics on how you got there in the first place, it's going to be a continuous problem. So, you know, my wife and I, we work at that. That's one of our weak points, but we try to get, you know, a good understanding on why we got to or get to a certain place.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Dan. I really appreciate that so much.
Would love for you to
come back on the show and talk a little more about your perspective.
Oh, not a problem.
On being authentic. on my authentic lifestyle. On my authentic lifestyle on lifeconversationsradio.com. We're talking and we're taking questions, comments, and calls at 347-426-3346. And do not forget to press 1 on the keypad. We are at that time that we're going to take a break. So please come back with us. I want to thank my sister, Mylan, and I want to thank Dan for coming on, but I don't want y'all to go away because we're going to talk with our next guest after the break. So thank you. You're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY. Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
All right, we're back. You're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're taking questions and comments and call in at 347-426-3346. And do not forget to press 1 on the keypad. For the last caller, please call back in. We would like to hear your comments or questions. Please call back in. So now I am so excited right now, so pumped. I enjoyed the conversation with my sister and my brother-in-law. I really, 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 really appreciate them for coming on the show. Now I would like to bring on another sister that I just met. Her name is Dawn French. And she's calling in from L.A. today. Dawn, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
Good. How you doing, Dawn? How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Well, Dawn, could you tell us a little bit about who you are?
give the audience just what do you do?
Well, I am a natural lifestyle coach, and what I do in that, I expose and I inspire my clients to natural lifestyle habits, and then I kind of educate them on how to detox and how to give their body nutrients.
Okay.
And it's interesting, letting go is a good topic, because right now I'm like a picture a deer caught in the headlights with a Charlie Brown frown.
I'm so sorry. A motorcycle was passing by when you said something about Charlie Brown. What did you say?
I said, right now doing the radio blog, it's like being like a deer caught in the headlights, so to speak, with a Charlie Brown frown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know a little bit about letting go and trusting.
Yeah, so that's perfect for me to be plunging into. Go ahead. I am like the polar opposite of your first guest.
My sister?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more of a natural person. I'm very spontaneous, pretty much self-taught in all that I do. I do music, poetry, photography, videography. I'm a writer, and I help people to heal.
Okay.
Physically, not just physically, but also emotionally, which is a part that we leave out a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, this is what my authentic lifestyle is all about. It is all about healing. Bringing up conversations that we normally don't have and sharing our experiences with others, you know. So this is on a healing path. So, you know, based on what we were talking about as far as letting go, what type of experiences have you had, you know, dealing with letting go and just trusting? I don't know if you feel the same way that I felt as far as trusting. I don't know what I'm trusting. I don't see it. I don't feel it. I can't touch it. I can't smell it.
Right. That's kind of the what trust is. It's like intangible.
Right. Right.
And
exactly.
Yeah. So pretty much my whole life, I don't live. You know, I live so far from inside the box. And so I'm kind of like almost solo a lot, because everybody else is living, or not everybody, but most people are living inside the box, and I just cannot relate. And so I have to make my own guidelines. I choose what I want to study, what I want to learn. I choose how I want to learn it. And so that requires a lot of trusting and letting go, because people are always trying to tell me what I should be doing, and they're kind of shocked at how I move.
Right.
But I continue on in my own path.
Well, you continue on in your own path.
I said I do. I continue on in my own path, so I'm continuing to have to trust and keep moving.
Right.
So
right.
I mean, you
have no choice. You have no choice but to
right.
keep moving.
As an entrepreneur, you know, for instance, I have to make my own way in terms of how I create my income, which is usually creative.
Mm-hmm.
I have developed this natural lifestyle course that I take people on, which is a 30-day process.
Okay.
And,
Yeah.
And so by the time the person is done, they have lost a lot of weight, they have detoxed a lot, they know more about their body, because I go into I teach a little bit of biology to them, so that they know the inside of their system, because we know how to drive cars and computers and a lot of external things, but yet we don't know what our heart looks like. We don't know what our endocrine system is. We just don't know the inside of our bodies, which our bodies are the things that is our vehicle while we're on this planet, while we're on this dimension.
Exactly. I mean, you know, sometimes we treat our cars better than we treat our body. But if you
like me, we do.
What's that?
Yeah, most people treat their car. A lot of people treat their cars better than they do their bodies.
Right.
But we're taught that.
Exactly. And so let me ask you this: What about? Because the topic of the show, the name of the show is My Authentic Lifestyle. What does it mean to you to be authentic? What does it mean to you to live an authentic lifestyle?
Once again, to live more natural, to heal on a deeper level. Like for instance, emotional healing. You know, I realize that we have these toxins, not only, you know, physically from things that we eat and, you know, how our American lifestyle is, but also based on traumas that we have had from childhood, you know, through adulthood, we have these toxins and they're locked deep within ourselves. And so
right.
I think that that's pretty authentic to go deep like that. And try to heal emotionally. Because we're not really taught that type of healing. Our traditional Western medicine, you know, it doesn't tell us that we need to heal, you know, heal toxins from ourselves.
Right. Go ahead.
I think that in order to do that, we have to really deal with serious issues that we sweep under the rug, because those are the things that are locked into ourselves, you know, emotionally.
Exactly.
A lot of times we just don't want to talk about them, you know, or we don't. We see things on the news and we have things happen in our families, but we really just sweep them under the rug. And like I said, sweeping under the rug, that's where we're imbalanced.
Right. We're not paying attention to the things that we really need to pay attention to. Like you said, sweeping things under the rug and not taking care of ourselves and not taking care of ourselves emotionally. Because, you know, letting go for me is cleansing, taking a cleanse and releasing all toxins, all negativity, and bringing in a new positive, you know, way of thinking, positive people in our lives, and just being refreshed, refreshed. I mean, that's what I feel like, you know, letting go. And trusting, but I guess what I really wanted, Dawn, was, you know, was there like anything that you experienced in your life that made you come to that realization as far as letting go and being able to trust? Because were you always able to let go and trust? Was this something you were born with?
No, and I hope I didn't. Represent myself as having arrived, because I still I'm still working on that. I'm trying to see what you're getting at, though, so I'm going to go there with you.
Okay.
All right, yes, I had an experience which really opened my eyes to the need to heal emotionally. And so there's a therapy called the dark room therapy. And so I took that treatment, which means that I made my house, the upper part of my house, completely dark. You can't see the hand in front of your face, you know, that type of darkness. And I stayed there for nine days. And I just, and my intention was to heal on an emotional level, because I know that that is one route that you can take to do that. And during that process, I experienced what happened to me in childhood in terms of abuse.
Okay.
And I realized, you know, that I had gone through some abuse, and I was carrying that abuse with me.
Right.
Yeah. So and
you carry that abuse with you throughout your adulthood, and you notice that it affected how you lived.
I realized that we have behaviors and characteristics, and it's a lot of it is based on the toxins, you know, and that we still have emotionally, imbalances that we have emotionally, and we don't really realize it. So we'll be carrying, you know, we're behaving a certain way, and we have certain characteristics, and we're thinking that it's us behaving naturally, and this, but it's based, you know, some things come from us. And my experience was, there was a time when I used to dress like 90 to 95% in male clothing, you know, and I, not that I wanted to be a man,
right?
But I just, I was exploring that expansion, that I could do that, and I liked it.
Right.
So in this healing process in the dark, I realized that something brutal happened to me, you know, sexually, as a three or four year old, and after that, I consciously made a decision that I didn't want to be a girl anymore because girls got hurt, and from that point, I began to be a tomboy, like all the dresses. Even when I rode my bike, I had dresses on, you know. And then from that point, I was just male. You know, my brother and I, we were always together anyway, but, you know, I was wanting to be, you know, behave like him. And I felt that it was safe. And so I had developed this masculine energy throughout my life. And I thought that it was natural. I thought that I was just, you know, born that way. I just have this male energy, which I do, but not to the extent that, you know, we all have male and female energy. And I was imbalanced and carrying it to the extent that I was based on that decision that I made as a child. And during that healing process, that came through to me. And I was like, you know, I was like, oh, my God. And then I started pondering my life, and I saw the imbalance before I was behaving, and this is me. You know, I don't care what you think or, you know, what anybody else is feeling. This is how I am. This is me, and I like it, and I did like it. But when I came out the dark, when I finished that process, I looked silly in those clothes, in that clothing, you know, to me. And it was a whole different persona that emerged.
Right.
That... It wasn't not there, but I was like, if I had a dress and heels on, I would consider myself in drag. You know, that was the joke. I would tell my friends.
Right.
Even though I can carry, I carry myself very feminine. I'm not like, you know, some people you see in high heels and they still look like a football player.
Exactly.
No, I wasn't like that. I, you know, have a very feminine shape, and so, you know, when I put those clothes on, it, you know, just clicks in. When I wear the male clothes, I felt more male.
Okay.
But not in my spirit, though, just in my thinking and certain behavior, you know, and I think that right now in our system that we're living in, you know, it's very patriarchal. And so a lot of tendencies that we have as women come from the society that we live in as well.
Exactly. just 1 second. I don't want you to go any further, Dawn. Do not want you to go any further. You're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're taking questions and comments. Please call 347-426-3346. And do not forget to press 1 on the keypad. Do we have any callers? Do we have any callers that would like to speak up right now? Because right now I cannot see the switchboard to find out if we have any callers right now. So I just want to open this up right now. If we have any callers,
you're good. Oh wait, you got this. Everybody just press 1.
We got
okay,
callers. We got callers.
Yeah, you got callers. Hold on 1 second. Let's go to St. Mary Cold with Dawn 313. And the last four numbers, 6084 is the last four numbers. And then I'll screen the others. Okay.
Okay.
313, you're live.
Okay.
Hello, yes. My name is Tisha. And
Tisha? Hi, how you doing, Tisha?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. What I think authentic living is not being false. I think authentic has to do with being truthful. And what I'm admiring about what I'm hearing today is I am actually the younger sibling of Dawn. And she's 6 years my senior. And what I appreciate about what she just said and the example that she's setting when it comes to being authentic, which means being truthful first with oneself.
Right.
And he is telling the absolute truth, because as a little girl younger than her, I thought growing up that she had an amazing body. I thought she was beautiful. She had all of this hair and she had beautiful skin. And I could not understand why she wouldn't want to put on dresses. My mother bought us dresses. You had to wear dresses on Sunday, whether you were going to church or not. And Dawn was just never comfortable in that wardrobe. And I couldn't understand it growing up.
Right.
But now that because she literally, you know, as far as we go to hair salon, she wasn't the first one in the car to go. to get her hair pressed out and to be made up and all those things. And I couldn't understand it because I used to say, oh, my God, she's so naturally beautiful. Why doesn't she want to put on lipstick? And why doesn't she want to put on her hair? And what I've come to realize in this conversation, what she's saying she grew through her experience, as to why she didn't want to be that way as a result of the experience that she had as a young child, that testimony alone and being able to be truthful with that has not only inspired me today, but it definitely gives her something to teach others. So this program that she has, because it's hard to teach somebody else to get rid of emotional baggage or to show another person. If you're carrying it yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I just want to applaud her example today of being able to be truthful to me, which is authentic. And in doing that, she'll be able to help a whole lot of women, including myself.
Oh.
Just want to applaud that.
She really is. I mean, she's helping me. She's helping a lot of people. I commend her.
And I've never listened to your show prior to today.
Uh-huh.
But what I will tell you is I absolutely will be tuning in because I think it is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I so appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I've hit social media while I was on the phone with you, hit my Twitter and whatnot to let people know I was listening. And hopefully that will encourage more people to tune in as well.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, the first couple of shows, you know, I just was quiet about it because this was something brand new for me. It was out of my box. So now I'm starting to come out of the box.
And while you're coming out of the box, Monique, you got some other people, listeners. We've got Teresa. She wants to share her story. Hey, Teresa, you're live.
Do I know
Teresa?
Hi,
Monique. Yes,
hey,
you do.
Teresa.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad to hear your voice. What do you have to share with us today? Are you going to be talking about my authentic lifestyle or letting go
I
and
am.
Trust? Okay.
I am going to be discussing that. I wanted to first congratulate you on your blog show. I think it is absolutely wonderful, and
I'm so very proud
of you, and I love you so much. So I just wanted to
thank you. I appreciate you. I really do.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed listening to both of the young ladies that discussed their authentic lifestyle. I especially like listening to your sister. I definitely agree with some points that she made, and even found some commonalities in that when she discussed things considered like blind spots. I thought that was really profound because I think that a lot of us do have a lot of blind spots when, you know, formulating our decisions, and it is good to get input from others. And the sister that just came on now, you know, her being able to share her experience and, you know, how that helped her formulate her self-image, it's just a very powerful, you know, thought and expression that will hopefully enable a lot of women or men and people in general to just kind of come to grips with who they are and why they are who they are, as opposed to just, you know, thinking that they are a certain person without examining why certain behaviors exist. I wanted to talk about you for a moment. I think that your authentic lifestyle comes a lot from your drive as an individual. I have, you know, a mass amount of relationships in my life when it comes to friends, and you are one of the most driven people that I know. I mean, your desire for success and upward mobility and self-improvement is something just unseen. I mean, you will be in a situation where things may not be going in the flow that you want it to go, but you will let it go, and you will continue to move forward. You will not let it stop you. You will have your bump, and you will continue to push forward. And I just want to say that that is one of the most beautiful and authentic qualities about you. And
oh my
I love
God.
You very much. And, you know, I just want to congratulate
you. You got me choked up here.
You know, we see it, we know it, we love you, and I'm
thank you.
Listening in. All right?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you, Teresa. Love you so much.
Mo Love, we have another caller. We've extended the show, so you got a couple more minutes, or you can go after 7 if you choose to. But we got Chanel. She wants to add to the conversation as well.
Okay. Chanel?
Good evening, everyone. Peace and blessings.
I enjoyed
the show so much. The women that have spoken has released great power. And what I wanted to share was the creative ability that we have, which is a power that the young lady that spoke before, the last caller, was talking about painting and poetry and just thinking outside of the box. And I think that that is what is helping me through my process of letting go. And it's a key component to anyone who wants to let go. I know myself as being a mom of 3 children, 3 sons, it gets hard. You get discouraged. Anytime you have a dream or a vision and it seems the things coming, you know, your way, you get discouraged and you want to let go of your dream, especially, you know, toxic relationships. If you know that you need to leave them or you know that that relationship is not part of your destiny, and also something you need to let go. And then just being, like, so stressed out. You need to let go of the pain and the stress. And the dark room therapy, I never heard of that, and it makes perfect sense the way that she described it. Because when you enter into a dark space in your life, and we all do, you know, things come up. It's childhood abuse, just different strongholds that different people face. But I think for me, the creative power within helps me get through it, and that can be writing. I'm a strong writer. I love to write poetry. I love to pray. But outside of praying, sometimes you don't even have the strength to pray. You don't want to pray. You don't want to worship. You don't want to – whatever your spiritual or religious beliefs are, you get into a space where you don't want to do it. So creativity shines through all of that, and that can be just what's going on now, the people calling and encouraging you and giving you that my sister's keeper support, like, hey, you're doing a good job, you know, no matter what. You know,
right.
So, I mean, I just think that we need to tap into who we are and embrace who we are. And the only way you can really do that is by just being creative and living outside of the box and taking a risk to want to live, not to live, but to want to live.
Exactly. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate those comments.
No problem. God bless you all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Day?
Yes, I am right here. There's no
okay.
normal callers. Everyone is just
okay,
listening.
Okay, go ahead. I was just waiting.
Well, back to you. You and Dawn got it to write it out.
Okay.
All right.
You said you got one more call? Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't. I said back to you and Dawn.
Oh, back to me and Dawn. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn, are you still there?
Yes. Can you still hear me?
Yes. Yes. Okay. We have brought it all the way up to the top of the hour. Dawn, I really want to thank you for actually expressing yourself as much as you did today. Thank you for bringing that out. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate your honesty, and I cannot wait till we have another conversation, the next time we have another conversation, which will
okay.
be on My Authentic Lifestyle My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love, and it's on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We will be back in August, the third Sunday of August. Check us out on the third Sunday of August at 6 p.m. We are thinking about changing this to maybe every other week. You just let me know. Email, let me know. Because right now I'm being pulled. I'm being pulled. I feel like I'm being pulled, and I just have to move with it. I have to move with it. So if I need to be on every other week, we're not gonna push it every week yet. But every other week, then that's what we're going to do, because our goal is to heal. Did you have any last comments, Ms. Dawn?
I did have a poem that I had planned to share, but I don't know if we have time for it.
We are past the 7 o'clock. We are at 7:01 right now.
You good? Go ahead. You can do it.
Okay. Okay. The producer has given the yeah. So go ahead. Go ahead, Dawn. Go
okay.
ahead.
This is a poem. It's called "Corporate Sharecropping in Return for a Fancy Car and Mall Shopping." The automotive and big business conglomerates produce the plantations where we can get a good job after graduation, giving up 50 long years of blood, sweat, and tears. And now that times have changed, we're feeling the aches and pains of artificial living running through our veins, distorting our brains. Corporate sharecropping ain't just stopping at automotive and big business conglomerates. There's also the medical field that's designed not to heal. It's like being trapped in a broken medicine wheel, enforcing the trick of keeping the people sick, encouraging poisonous pharmaceuticals and creating a safe haven. Oh man, I'm blowing up. Creating a safe haven for side effect medications. And now that times have changed, we're feeling the aches and pains of artificial living going through our veins, distorting our brains. Corporate sharecropping ain't just stopping at automotive and the medical field. There's also the food industry that's serving up slops, you and me. Biochemical alteration for mass food production equals a reduction in nutritional value. So what have you, now the times have changed, and we're feeling the aches and pains of artificial living running through our veins, distorting our brains. Corporate sharecropping ain't just stopping at automotive, medical, the food industry. There's also law enforcement, the keep a nigga locked up endorsement, from judges with grudges against the poor, the security guard at the door, the local cop, all the way to the top of national securities and secret services. They all work to ensure that we stay stuck in the game of corporate sharecropping. And last but not least, corporate sharecropping ain't just something. And last but not least, there's the drug dealing profession. juvenile on the corner, the clean my dirty money business owner on the corner, the customs who do not restrain the heroin, cocaine, and nicotine running through our veins, distorting our brains. Believe me, there's no shame in exposing the game and shedding some enlightenment on the scandal that has become too hot to handle. And I'm sorry that that didn't come out totally like I usually do my poem, but that's corporate sharecropping.
That was great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I mean, that is definitely sums up where we are today, where we are right now. This is something that needs to be exposed as well. We're actually having community meetings right now as we speak about this. So it's on time. This is what we need to be hearing. Thank you so much, Dawn. I really appreciate you. Aday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, inviting me onto your show.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, Mo.
Thank you, sister, for being brave, too.
Oh, yes.
And Sharon,
is Mylan there? Is Mylan still there? Mylan still there?
You said, no, she's not.
She's not. Okay. Mm. Okay, well, great. We're going to go ahead and take it on home, Aday.
Okay. You're going to go out with Spirit Dancer again?
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, so you'll be back next month. August 19th.
August 19th.
Indeed.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Please tune in next month, August 19th, Sunday at 6 o'clock for My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love. Peace and blessings. And please remember, your silence will not protect you. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.